Hey, let's do a couple of notes. First one is Dolores, that's Dolores, Gore, Goree. Her date of birth is 5/27/42. Put the date of yesterday, which is August the 2nd. Patient was seen at 9 a.m. at her residence for face-to-face evaluation in Conroe, Texas, period. First thing you notice when you see Dolores is that she's lost a lot of weight. She's short of breath. She walked from the kitchen to the couch about 10 feet. Was visibly short of breath. Her O2 sat dropped to 88%. Period. This is an 82-year-old woman who lives at home. 83 now, actually. No, it's 82 still. 82-year-old black woman who lives at home with her family. She's widowed. She has a history of senile degeneration of the brain. Her daughter is her primary caregiver. She's also partially blind, period. New paragraph, her daughter tells me that she's lost at least 3 or 4 pounds. They've been under a lot of stress. The house they live in has been deemed unlivable because of mold, so they're moving, but they don't know where to move to, period. So they have everything packed in the corner of the living room and the bedroom, but they still don't know where to go. They think, and she thinks, her daughter thinks that's put a lot of anxiety and caused her mom to be quite anxious, especially at nighttime with sundowner syndrome, anxiety, increased bowel and bladder incontinence, ADL, and increased confusion. She's only oriented to person only at this time, and sometimes that's not the case. Her O2 saturation was hovering around 94% previously. Now it's around 88 to 90. And then drops even dramatically when she takes a few steps, period. She also has a history of shortness of breath, unavoidable weight loss related to her anxiety, related to her dementia, chronic diarrhea. I'm in the process of finding out exactly what was, this will be communicated with the medical director via copy of this note. Patient may benefit from a course of Flagyl and Cipro. Has not responded to supportive care. That may be part of her weight loss as well, period. Nevertheless, she found to be quite weak with further deterioration in her condition and overall disability or debility, period. New paragraph, blood pressure hovers around 110 over 60, total ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, her blindness, her confusion, and makes her a perfect candidate for hospice care at home. Overall prognosis continues to remain quite grave for this woman. Thank you.